Sonia Thompson and Adam Carr are Milwaukee-based artists who work together to create site-specific public art projects. Their most recent work is Listening to Mitchell, and they're sharing audio postcards from the project here on Fridays until the end of September. Here is this week's piece.
Listening to Mitchell is an installation of image and sound that transforms over 50 interviews into an experience of place and its collective memory. The installation is currently on the street, woven through historic Mitchell Street's 7 blocks from the Majeska to St. Stan's. And throughout its duration, we are sharing the voices and the sounds of Mitchell Street here on Lake Effect.
I had my first on Mitchell.
First thing is rice and spice.
When we went to go get my first bra, like the whole family went.
I remember what I was wearing. I had on a white shirt with my little capri jeans.
That was where I got my first, you know, nylons, and they also had garter belts.
Harley's. I was Harley's first employee.
Wow.
And I got out of high school in 48. I was there for 2 years, and then I got drafted.
We missed the bus, and I said, well, we're going to be marked absent anyway. We might as well not go, you know. We came to Mitchell Street to go shopping. You know, it was like, I was about 15 or 14, and I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a bikini. First bikini, you know, I was like, Mom and Dad aren't going to like this. Well, I think I wore it once. Yellow.
Polka dots?
Yes, of course. The song, you know.
I have actually a lot of firsts that happened on Mitchell Street. I actually spent my first cash on Mitchell Street to buy some clothes for myself. I had my first haircut on Mitchell Street. Went to a Chinese restaurant for the first time on Mitchell Street. At the Majeska Theater. I don't think I ever told her this, but my first kiss was there. Well, okay, it was out of a dare, actually, because she's the one that set it up. She said, okay, we're going to meet. He's going to be at the theater. You know, he's looking around, and she sent me over there, and she dared me. I took her up on it, but she made me do it, and I did. I don't know why.
Listening to Mitchell is on Mitchell Street from the Majeska to St. Stan's until the end of September. Guides to the installation are available at businesses on Mitchell Street and throughout the city. There's more information at listeningtomitchell.org. That's another week's worth of Lake Effects. We are produced by the team of Dan Harmon, Bonnie North, and yours truly, along with Eleanor Peterson, Brooke Dowden, and Audrey Nowakowski. John Strelecki is our studio engineer. We get web support from Michelle Maternowski and lots of support from all of you who listen each and every day and who will hopefully tune in again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're your NPR station in Milwaukee. Keep listening. Coming your way at noon, it's Here and Now from NPR and WBUR in Boston. But right now it's 11 o'clock and Fresh Air is next.